Hey guys, what's up? My name is Rusty and I'll be filling in for today's special edition of Review A Day. Some of you may be saying by this point, WTF mate, where's my Mike Dead review? I didn't ask for new Rusty. Well, Birdman asked me to come in as a special guest for the new release of Pokemon X and Y. This is probably because I've had this game on pre-order since July, beat the Elite Four in less than 2 days, and still been playing every nick and canny there is to this game. That means I can get the review out now as Birdman continues to struggle through it like a true Pokechamp. To be fair, I am generally the biggest Pokemaniac you could ever meet for somebody my age to the point that it is probably unhealthy, and if that doesn't make me qualified or you think I suck at this, remember that even a Magikarp evolves into a Gyarados. Starting when I bought Pokemon Red way back in grade 6, I have played every game in this series, except for a couple of the Dungeon Master and Ranger games. I've even played Pokemon Trading Card Game too. A great game, by the way, but a review for another day. Pokemon has always been a great life skill of mine, along with Laser Tag and Jeopardy. Now, if only I could find a way to make a living off of one of those, I'd be set. Anyway, enough about me, let's start talking about what you came to hear about, Pokemon X and Y. I'll start talking about the game improvements compared to the previous versions. One of the first things everyone has been talking about is the fact that you no longer need to grind, or at least hardly have to grind anymore. I recommend a little near the beginning and a little bit before you face the Elite Four, but that's it. Compared to the previous generation of games, the experience share is a lot more effective, and you are given the item near the beginning of the game. How it works is the exact amount that was given to your battling Pokemon is now also given to each Pokemon in your party. So for instance, if you get 500 experience points from winning a battle, then your starting Pokemon gains those 500 points, and so does each Pokemon in your party, 500 each. This makes leveling up a lot easier and no longer a need to train each Pokemon individually by fighting weaker wild Pokemon. Also, when you catch a Pokemon, you gain those experience points as well now, which means each legendary Pokemon you catch helps you level up even quicker. The second thing you probably heard of by now about this game are the Mega Evolutions. Many of our favorite Pokemon, including Charizard, Venusaur, Blastoise, and Mewtwo, can evolve an extra stage now during each match, upping their stats and showing off some very cool looks in 3D. This also adds on a whole new level to the game when facing enemies, as they can Mega Evolve as well. Now the third new thing that is hard to ignore is rollerblading instead of biking. No longer are the days of having to walk through a quarter of the game to get a bicycle, and then usually having to complete some mission to get it first. Instead, instantly you are given rollerblades that move the same speed as biking but make navigating easier. Also throughout the game are rails you can grind on, and even a skate park at one point, so it's a lot of fun. Usually these rails lead to hidden corners with secret items, so always be on the lookout for them. Speaking of riding, this version also has a new fun thing where you can ride different Pokemon such as Rhyhorn through different mazes. And if you want a really fun surprise, check out Lapras on Route 12, get it, and then teach it surf and ride around in it. Hopefully this new graphical Lapras is just the peak of what the next version will be like when surfing with any Pokemon. There are also things I noticed about this game that others haven't been talking about, but that I'd really like. The first one is a new added feature of Super Training. While not in battle, try pressing your left and right trigger until you land on a section called Super Training. The system takes a few minutes to master, but when you click on the soccer ball icon at the bottom left of your screen, the game will take you through a tutorial of how to play it. After that, it's fun and simple. This training lets you edit the base stats of your Pokemon, so you no longer need to buy expensive protein or iron to raise them, although you can still buy those at a Poke Center if you wish. The second thing I loved about this version that nobody else seems to be pointing out is that a certain Pokemon you may have come to know and love from a previous version is most probably also in this version. With the exception of Porygon, it has been easy for me to locate just about any of them. Near the beginning, after you get a new starter, you can even choose a second starter that's one of the originals, that's either Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle. I don't suggest picking the same element as your first starter, but if I had to recommend one to help you get through the game, I would say Blastoise, because it can learn Surf and easily defeat the villainous Team Fire-based Team Flare. More on them later, though. Another thing Generation 6 has got me excited about was how easy trading has become. In the past, trying to battle or trade your friend, I'd compare to pulling your teeth out or watching Pokemon Ranger in Temple of the Sea. As a side note, never watch Pokemon Ranger in the Temple of the Sea. The trading is simple now. Trading now involves registering your friend in your 3DS system and then accessing your PSS system, which you can reach out of battle with the left or right trigger, the same way you'd reach Super Training. On top of that, you can trade with random strangers also online if you're feeling brave enough to do so. Most importantly though, gone are the days where you have to go to a Pokemon Center, enter in the area at the exact same time as your buddy, and only able to do it by a local wireless connection or infrared connection. Also gone are the days where we can no longer have Alakazam, Gengar, one of my personal favorite Pokemon, Golem, or all the other rare Pokemon just because it is too much of a pain in the arse to find somebody to trade with. Now, there are a couple things I was disappointed of in Pokemon X. Now, when I say that, let me first be clear that I think this is the best version of Pokemon yet, even surpassing the original generation that everyone says can never be beaten, and my personal favorite, Pokemon version Ruby. The reason for this is because while the game follows a very simplistic design that everybody can easily pick up, even a newcomer could easily figure out, at the same time, it gives so much more to the regular Pokefan like myself. They have even taken out a lot of issues, including having to spend over half your time grinding like all the other previous versions, and added in the cool things like Mega Evolutions like I talked about before. But the game isn't perfect. The biggest letdown of Pokemon X and Y is the plot. Without giving too much away, you and another kid around your age grow up in the same small town together. Then, suddenly, a professor wishes to see you to give you Pokemon so you can explore the world and update a Pokedex. Along the way, you meet an evil group that has secret underground lairs, and it seems only you and your friends are the only ones who can stop them again and again as they try to destroy the world and break the bond between Pokemon and your trainer. Sound familiar? That's probably because it's the exact same plot as all the other previous versions. This time, the evil organization is Team Flare, a fire and evil Pokemon-based organization led by a man who looks like a deformed Growlithe and wishes to rid the world of ugly people and their Pokemon, which they explain as everyone but themselves, and their second goal is making money. In the process, they also try to unearth the legendary Pokemon Xerneas for X and Yveltal for Y. In Pokemon Black and White, it was almost the exact same plot, except Team Manga trying to stop Pokemon from being slaves for humans instead of looking fabulous like these guys. What is it with the writers having to find an even dumber goal for an evil organization compared to the last time? It would have been better if we saw a new plot with new missions instead of just the same old thing even sillier. That's all I'm saying. Another flaw in the game I've been warned about, but I've not experienced myself, is there is apparently a rare glitch that can corrupt your saved file if you save inside the south side city of Luminois City on the streets. Let me stress though that this glitch is rare. I have saved in that city plenty of times before I even knew about this glitch. Still, to be safe, it's probably a good idea for you to just save inside a house or Pokemon Center instead of on the streets of Luminois City until Nintendo comes up with an update to fix the issue. Now, the legendary Pokemon choices in this game are interesting. I've been playing Pokemon version X, so I have Xerneas as my first legendary. Xerneas is actually a really good fairy Pokemon, but after that it starts to become a little silly. After you beat the Elite Four, comes Mewtwo, who can evolve into Mega Mewtwo, who you can find in a cave back at the Pokemon Village. I have nothing against Mewtwo, but I would rather a new Pokemon that can Mega Evolve instead of the same old, perhaps a new fairy type. After that comes either Moltres, Articuno, or Zapdos, depending on who you picked as your starter, but getting them is harder than it sounds. You have to have a random encounter with them at least a dozen times first, and trying to find them is mostly just random luck, and catching them at the right moment. Finally, the big new legendary Pokemon is Zygarde, a rock dragon who I can best describe as a Batman slug with a ceiling fan attached to its back. It's not that powerful a legendary either to use as part of your team, but don't underestimate it when battling it. Catching it is hard and takes a lot of patience. Make sure you save just before your encounter with him, and have lots of Ultra Balls ready if you already used your Master Ball. Overall, this game came with extremely high expectations, and Nintendo did not disappoint. It doesn't matter if you have played every version to date, this is your first time picking up the game, or the last version you played was Red and Blue over 10 years ago. Although there may be a lot of new things to pick up on, the explanations are simple and the gameplay is easy, perhaps a little too easy at times. Also in the game are ways to interact with your Pokemon a lot more. It's kind of like a Tamagotchi, I wonder if they're gonna improve on that. There are some mini-games you can play with your Pokemon, and a way to decorate and interact with your Pokemon space. Some other game features include a chance to make your own movie, a layout that reminds me of the computer game The Movies, a chance to dress yourself in different clothing, become a private eye, and an updated Pokemon League tournament for anyone that's interested in that. Somebody asked me what online websites they recommend for tutorials or help. Your best option is Googling your question and avoiding the sketchy message boards, because you never know when somebody could be lying. Personally, for anything related to a Pokemon stats or Pokedex, I like to use Pokemon DB. Anything related to preparing for a gym leader, boss, or Elite Four, where to find items, and information on the Mega Evolutions, I recommend Cerebee.net. If I get stuck at any part, I use Maryland.com as a tutorial, but the gameplay for Pokemon X and Y is pretty simple, and you'll probably not need to use it for this game. And anything related as a general wiki or information about the television shows and movies, I go to Bulbapedia. Thanks for sticking with me this long, and good luck catching them all, my Poke friends. Rusty out.